quality of one's desires is determined by his level of consciousness, then does faith in any way presuppose the level of consciousness of the individual? Does the level of consciousness determine whether or not a man begins meditation? One last question, is it possible for a man to possess God consciousness and yet not possess the understanding of that state?
It is possible for anyone to enjoy this, and not know what is this. Theoretically. If this is a new kind of flower and one experiences this, and the moment the beauty is felt so charming, immediately the question comes, what is the name of it? From where it comes? In what climate it grows best? Can I have it in my garden? So many inquiries come out because of the ignorance of the whereabouts and the origin and the tradition and the history of it. So, it is possible for someone to slip into transcendental consciousness, enjoy, have a nice feeling and something very good about it. But not having read any genuine literature about it, not having heard anything about it, he may just take it to be one of the happy moods that he has at different times. It is not enough to experience alone. Experience alone is not enough. Even very big, huge experiences in life can be completely delusive. A big ball of fire, the big sun rises from the east and travels into west. This is natural, every day we see. And having seen it, some people wanted to verify what is this and what is this traveling and where it goes and what happens to it in the evening. And they started to understand and understand and understand, and they came out with some such phenomenal understanding that has made this whole concrete perception completely ridiculous. The sun never travels. It never goes from east to west. Something other than the traveling of the sun is true, and the traveling of the sun is completely wrong. One thing is to experience and not know about it, and the other thing is experience completely false state. Drugs. Eat the drugs, feel some little happy. When you look at the flower seems to be expanding. And now you can say, ah, this is expansion of consciousness. Look at that. Attribute that to be expansion of consciousness. Someone writes some such thing, what, perception, doors of perception or something. It's perception increasing. This is increase of consciousness. This is a spiritual experience, what the mystics of the medieval ages have been writing. This is that inner happiness. All begin to say, yes, this is spiritual experience, it's spiritual experience. Some people investigated into the reality of the experience, and they came out to say, oh no, no, it's completely deceptive and it's not spiritual at all. But someone who experiences says, oh, I know it is spiritual, because he has seen the flower expanding. Now, the flower expanding like that, not expansion, or the mind expanding, feels expanding. It's not real expansion of spiritual enlightenment. So, not knowing about it can lead to disastrous conclusions, and therefore both are necessary, experience and knowledge. Experience should be very direct and complete, and it should be verifiable through intellectual understanding as well. And this is the training of the teachers, of the leaders. They must have good deep experience of transcendental meditation and should know the whole story about it. Otherwise, experience alone could be, it may not be that real experience, and one could think that yes, yes, I have it. It should be verifiable by common sense, at least. Both are necessary, experience and understanding. Only intellectual understanding will not do. Only experience will not be completely satisfying, because when one experiences something, you have the mantra and the mantra and the mantra and the mantra and then the no mantra, and then you want to know what is this. Many experiences then, that when I don't have any mantra, I am so afraid to fall into a deep well of darkness, or what is happening. So what is happening? So that experience of losing the mantra alone is not enough to have the transcendental bliss consciousness. It starts creating some fears. So experience alone can be very drastic. Now, many people, when they start to meditate, and if they have not been told that thoughts are not a barrier in this meditation, it's a blessing to release these stresses and all that. If they don't know, they start fighting with the thoughts. They start fighting with something which is so useful, which is so good, which is so conducive, which is so helpful to evolution. Like that, experience alone is not enough. Proper understanding is rewarding to the experience, and the experience is rewarding to understanding. Both together bring fulfillment.
Maharishi, in all the analogies you used, though the experience is there of the sun, but the understanding of that experience is always based on other experience. So how?
Whatever the understanding is based on, but that as long as that understanding is with reference to that experience, then that understanding is necessary.
Then if the experience were one of supreme knowledge, you would have all other experience inclusive, so there would be no necessary additional understanding to be supplemented to the experience of supreme knowledge. And that's the state in which you would know everything. And before that, then other experience would be required. Other
understanding. There is that. There is that teaching which explains that thing, and that teaching then is puts a full stop to progress, and that says, this is it. And then you don't have to keep on going in search. This is it. Someone is needed to say, this is it. Otherwise, the search may go on. the search may go on. It's very necessary to put an end to it. See, you are one class and the other class and the other class and the other class. Experts design a course, so many lessons of this kind and so many lessons of this kind, and then he may start on a second grade. And so many lessons and so many lessons and so many. When he has learned that, then he may be transferred to a third grade. The student himself cannot make a course, and studying that he cannot become a man of letters. The course comes from experts, the degrees are awarded by the experts, and that is the culmination. M.A., Master of History, fine. When he has gone through so much of teaching, then he is the master of, then he has to write the thesis. And some others have to pass that thesis. So it's only the expert that gives the degree mastery of history, come on. So the fulfillment of any state of progress comes from the expert. It has to come. No one man can say, it's enough, yes, I have done it. It has to be recognized by the experts, no? And therefore, culmination of knowledge also is provided by some experts. Yes?
I am getting bored with all the discussion about God and God consciousness. I do not believe in an omnipotent, omnipresent being that should be worshipped. I do not desire to touch the feet of God. To me, the absolute, the nature of being and the being of nature is that which I desire to be united with on a higher plane. I also accept the term God consciousness as a general phrase to mean living cosmic consciousness in a glorified state. However, must we go on discussing God as something which I'm sure many of us don't believe in?
We don't want to discuss something in which we don't believe, and something for which we are not yet prepared. We shall be completely satisfied by devoting all our time to understand the state of transcendental consciousness unfailingly, reach that every morning and evening a few times, and pave a way to cosmic consciousness. Having gained that, we will think of stimulating that level and raising it to the most glorified state. And then we may as well call it most glorified state of cosmic consciousness. Perfectly all right. And then from there we could say most exalted state of life in cosmic consciousness, where even the relativity has been transformed into the absolute. Fine? This is what I said the other day, that we can phrase the whole field of evolution in any language that we want. We don't have to use any particular word. We can avoid all these words. We can avoid transcendental consciousness, we can avoid cosmic consciousness. Anything we want to avoid, we will coin a new expression for it. We don't have to go with this old cosmos. We are a new generation. We can, if not create a new cosmos, at least create a new name for it. And we don't have to call it cosmos. We can call it collective individuality of creation, some such thing. We are not sold out to any terminology. Any word we don't want to speak, we can speak in the other way. It's very easy, because we are so universal that from anywhere we can pick up and expound the whole philosophy of transcendental meditation.
In the light of what you said of experience and knowledge, can it be said that the fulfillment of life is the state in which knowledge and experience are inseparable or indistinguishable?
Beautiful. Very good. On the top, the knowledge is fulfilled, experience is fulfilled, it's all a state of fulfillment.
I do not understand the purpose of the relative. If we come from the absolute, which is infinite bliss, why did we ever leave it for the relative?
And if we feel it is lost, we can grab it quick. It can happen that we have the glasses on the eyes and yet start searching, where are the glasses, where are the glasses? It can happen. Through the glasses, we start searching the glass. And this is exactly the case. No one has lost the absolute. How can one? How can one lose absolute? That is the all-pervading reality. It is present everywhere. It's our own inner nature. How can one lose it ever? So absolute was never lost. The glasses are never lost. They appear to be lost the moment we start searching for them. Where are the glasses? That's the moment we have lost that they are there, intact on their place. They are just where they are expected to be. And therefore, we never lost the absolute. But if we have lost, if we start feeling that it is lost, then we take the assistance of someone who would say, oh, there you are. We say, oh yes, found. The reality is that it was never lost. And when it was never lost, the sense of finding is just baseless. It was never lost and it was never found. It was there where it was. Yet, the feeling of losing and finding is also an experience. The reality is that it was never lost and it can never be found, because only the lost thing can be found. But the experience of losing and finding is a reality. The experience of losing and finding. Because someone experienced that he has lost, or what is there, it's not there, or what. Then he tries to find and he finds it. Some other man says, there you are. Then he says, oh, I am here, fine, I am. Someone says, thou art that. He said, I am that. Oh, yes, I am that. Fine. It's just someone is needed to indicate. Just a faint indication that it's there. He said, now I found it. Finished. All the time he had the glasses on the eyes, and now he says he has found it. Such a surprise. And therefore, the Absolute was never lost. And because it was never lost, it is not newly found ever. But in spite of that reality, one feels the loss and one feels the finding.
What is the nature of intellectual understanding, and how does it change when we become more in tune with cosmic intelligence?
Maybe I'm trying to lift the flower with one finger. I am able to do it. But maybe I'm not able to do it. And when I use all the five fingers, it's very easy to lift up. I am trying to understand this thing. When I am a child, then I can understand this much. When I am a little more older, then I am able to understand some watering of it for its development. When I am still a little bit more old, my consciousness is more expanded, then I could know a little bit more of fertilizing and produce a red line on the pinky petal. As the consciousness grows and grows and grows and grows, more ability, more understanding, and this is how more ability and more understanding comes. When we are cosmic consciousness, big, huge, enormous awareness, then we understand any one thing from all sides, because we are then, our vision is broad. Someone who has the understanding of different countries and this and this, and he is put as the secretary of the international affairs. A farmer who knows only so much, he is not put into that post. So someone who has gained someone who has gained big, broad vision of life. Someone who has gained big, broad vision of life, his understanding is that great, enormous, more comprehensive, much more sharp and more specific, yet more flexible. Therefore, the change on the level of understanding is very great as our mind expands, and it's very great when we gain cosmic consciousness. And on that level of understanding, when our mind is expanded to cosmic consciousness, it becomes easy for us to then look for the creator of the cosmos. When our vision is extended to the whole unboundedness of the cosmos, then who is the creator of this? Let me shake hands with him. That is the difference in understanding. When we are not cosmically conscious, then our understanding is so much about this and so much about this and so much about this. And our sphere is so limited, so limited. And when we are cosmic consciousness, then we look at the whole thing from a cosmic vision. And that cosmos, which now at this stage of development seems to be enormous and unbounded, in that state of cosmic consciousness, it looks to be within the ordinary vision. The whole cosmos now is a big affair. At that time, it's a small thing like that now. All right, fine. From that level, our understanding is enormously great. And our behavior then wants to be on that level of the creator of the cosmos. Come on. Who knows everything, who can do everything. From that level we start working. That's the difference in the understanding, which grows as we meditate more and more and grow towards cosmic consciousness. It's a very beautiful vision of life, which everyone is going to get anyway. It's just, just everyone is going to get it, that's all.
If someone or something must tell the fulfilled that this is it, he has supreme knowledge, then this would lead one to believe that there is higher consciousness than supreme knowledge, because this someone or something had just that much more knowledge to tell the fulfilled that this is it, the end of the search. Is this true?
A horticulturist takes you on a round of his nursery and he says, this is dahlia and this is rose and this is this and this is this. He's telling you this and this and this and this. He's telling you this. It is quite enough for him to have the knowledge of this rose in order to say, this is rose. He doesn't have to have any more knowledge of the rose to say that this is rose. Someone who says, now this is the climax, he has reached that climax, he knows and he knows this is it. He doesn't have to know any other climax in order to say that this is it. The question implies that if that man who says this is it, and if he has some higher knowledge, then someone could have higher knowledge, and then higher knowledge, and then higher knowledge, and where this will tradition come to fulfillment. Therefore, the knowledge of the supreme unity of life is just the knowledge greater than which is no other light, no other enlightenment. So someone who has reached that, and when he finds someone else also has come on to that, he says, come on, this is it. This is the aspirant reaching the level of the master, and that's it. No higher level. The master has no higher knowledge than the student has reached. That is the culmination of evolution. And here sits the master, and then here sits the disciple. Then the disciple is the master. Not of his master, but of some others. A disciple cannot be a master to his master, but then he is on the level of the masterhood. Masterhood. And then he is the master of all that will follow him. So this shows that there is the fulfillment of all the increasing knowledge. And that fulfillment is in gaining the level of unity in the field of diversity. This is great. Brahma Sutras. Vernon will tell you. Brahma Sutras are the texts, are the material for the ultimate enlightenment in the unity of life. from God consciousness,